Hello, Lagos. You are welcome to Uzoya's Corner. I am your host, Barrister Josephine. How una day? It's been quite a while. I've been very, very busy. And a lot of things have been happening that has made it a little bit difficult for me to do my regular show on Uzoya's Corner. We're starting on a good note. Naira is beginning to gain strength. Hey, hallelujah. Now, Naira is about 1,100 from 1,700, 800 that it was in February, where people were exchanging $500 for almost a million. Oh my God, it was so bad. And I remember recently at the Safers. It's 2,300, but it's now dropping to 1,800, which is a good thing. And although this drop in price has not really been reflected, some people are still holding on, especially were happy with the increase in the Naira as an excuse to increase astronomically the cost of goods and services. They are still holding on to the hope that this good turn of events of the Naira increasing will change overnight so that they can continue in their Shylock way of taking opportunities over people in this hard economy. On another good note, Airpeace made its inaugural flight to London Gatwick Airport. They crashed the price of ticket to the London route. Good news. They flew to London Gatwick Airport, owned by Nigerian, and they were reported to have used fuel refined by Dangote refineries, Nigerian owned, putting Nigeria on the map. And did you see that their lovely uniform, Isiagu, which is just showing a hint of Nigeria to the world? And some passengers have reported being served a foriro in the aircraft. Sounds so exciting, and it's a good thing for Nigeria. And it has had such a positive effect that other foreign airlines are beginning to drop prices. There's now a price competition, so the airport that have been empty of passengers will now be filled. People cannot go back and forth and travel as they were before because it was ridiculous. Some tickets were up to 17 million per passenger. It was ridiculous. But we thank God for that. But another note, the new increase in the electricity tariff is ridiculous. So just imagine from 61 naira to 200 and something naira per kilowatt. In an economy that the minimum wage is still below $100 a month, where the cost of things are still very high, and where a lot of customers are still unmetered, So just imagine that, having to be forced, because we are in a society, or we are in an environment where these service providers can even continuously charge you for services they are not even providing. They call it loss of revenue. They will continue, if you don't pay and you are disconnected, they will continue charging you. It is just how it is. This new increase in tariff cannot work because we are not ready. We do not have the means to make provisions to pay this money. Because things are still hard, even though we are seeing some positive things here and there, but we still need to put things together. Nigerian citizens need to be able to earn that income that will justify paying for those services. And those services should be provided as they are being paid for. As it is, it's a categorical no for me on the new increase in tariff, because it is going to cause massive hardship among citizens. And note, my dear listeners, that they were increasing these tariffs secretly. Sometimes you buy a unit, for those who use prepaid, 5,000, you get 100 kilowatt. There are days you get 70 something. Now we don't even know where we're going to get with this new increase in tariff. It is ridiculous. We can't afford to pay for this. The NEC, the National Assembly, whoever is in charge of this thing, should just call these electricity service providers to order and let them, let us even see them providing the service. Let us even get 24 hours electricity first before they increase tariff for the electricity they provide that is not even up to 12 hours a day. We should be government and its functionaries and its parasitas should be interested in people friendly policy to cushion the effects of the hard economic we are in. It is even global, but Nigerians do not have any social support system. Although we heard that there are some social support system, and some people are supposedly benefiting, but it's still minute compared to the numbers of people that are actually undergoing hardship, economic hardship and downturn, and living on the brink of poverty during this period. That is my take on this. Until I come again, I remain your host, Barrister Josephine, and I say